Good morning, everybody. KDXU News Time, 9:08. What's up, guys? It's Dale Desmond making our way in. A lot to get to. In fact, as we speak, our guest is arriving. we've got in studio here in a second. I wasn't able to go out and welcome him back. Hopefully he can just follow the sound of my voice and be escorted back. Major Bob Schmig from the local chapter of the Salvation Army. Perhaps somebody can help him find his way back here to the studio. We call him Major Bob. And I wanted to play. There he is, the man, the myth. Have a seat right here in this chair. We'll put you on this mic right there. When you take a second and get settled, my good buddy Major Bob from the Salvation Army. I want to play David Bowie as your kind of welcome music. Grab this mic right here. Pull it over. You can grab these headphones if you want to pop headphones on. If you don't, that's cool. You're a man about town, Bob. Good morning, bud. How are you? Feeling good?
Good.
Good. Good. So Salvation Army, you were a couple minutes late. You were like, gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm a couple minutes late. You had a kettle issue. You can't hear anything in there?
No.
How's try that? Can you hear me now? Is that better? No? All right. That's good. You said you had a kettle issue this morning. You guys, how many kettles do you guys have out there with the Salvation Army going, during this season between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Well, actually, the kettle issue this morning was a good kettle issue compared to what we've been having. Our issue has been we haven't had near enough people. I mean, like out of 4,000 possible hours, we had maybe 200 filled.
Oh my gosh.
For the season.
Yeah.
People have been noticing that. They say, we walk by grocery stores, there's never any kettles, what's going on? So, well, we need some volunteers.
Yeah.
And I'm glad people are noticing and concerned. We just need, and today happened, and I said it was a good problem because it's not good that we had late here, but good in that we actually, I have like, six people starting at once at 10 a.m. this morning. Six locations.
You had to get everybody set up and ready to go and ringing that bell.
Yeah, we got Rotary. Rotary ringing today.
All right. Our St. George Rotary Club members coming through. So when you're ringing these bells, you try to get people signed up way ahead of time. Is there a window of like, if I decided in July, hey, I want to ring the bell in December, when does the website open for folks to start signing up to be bell ringers?
Generally, September or October starts.
Yeah.
So you could get in at that time. Generally, the dates don't start until maybe the beginning of November, mid November. But yeah, if you wanted to jump in early, probably beginning of October.
Okay.
And if you decide you want to reserve something in July, just call me.
Hey.
I'll write it down and manually put it in my hand.
He will not turn you away. That's, I know, this chair's weird. He's Major Bob Schmig from the Salvation Army here. Do you call it a chapter? What do you guys call it? The local what?
We go by military terminology.
Okay.
A lot of them are called Corps, like Marine Corps, CORPS.
Okay.
But we are a little bit newer, so we're called an outpost.
Okay.
But
the St. George Outpost.
Yeah.
How is there an outpost in Cedar, Hurricane? How far are your, constituents around?
No, there isn't. However, we have social service units in like Cedar City and in other areas like that. Where there's a non-Salvation Army person who's in charge of distributing Salvation Army services. In that case, in Cedar City, it's a gentleman who works at the hospital. So,
okay.
It's something that's supported by the Salvation Army, but not, I don't think, officially Salvation Army.
I love it. I love it. Let's go back real quick. I want to get this out there. So if people do want to help out, you said you guys are down volunteers. You're kind of running behind as far as ability or time to volunteer. If folks listening want to get involved and be a bell ringer, I always thought it was like you had to be, you know, a member of the Salvation Army or had to be, you know, trained or whatever. It's really easy. Literally anybody can do this.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, anybody can do it, and we encourage anybody to do it. The only thing I would say is for kids who are under 18,
they need
to be accompanied by a parent.
Okay.
But otherwise, yeah, anybody can come. They can sign up. They go on registertoring.com, and you go in there and put in the zip code, the St. George area zip code.
Yep.
And then it takes you in. It brings up all the stores, times that are available. You pick one, and then it asks for, you know, information, your email, cell phone, all that.
Right.
First, last name. And then you're set. You're in there.
And you can ring as an individual. If you have a group, a social group, mm-hmm. You know, if you've got the school board, or you've got the Washington County Republican, whatever, whoever. The bean counters of Washington County, whoever. You guys can sign up as a group. Talk about, there's an option here to be a virtual ringer. What's that about?
Now that one is where you, basically you have a, you sign up and, it's a website link that you send to your friends.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
and it's your virtual kettle. And then when they give in there, you know, you're so somebody gives one of your friends gives $100, your kettle has $100, you know, and then as they give, so
I like
and
it.
Your virtual kettle fills up and it goes to Salvation Army. So
all of it goes to Salvation Army. I love that. You guys have been doing this for a long, long time. How long has the bell ringing, the kettle thing been going on?
Oh, goodness. I don't remember the date.
I should look in here. Maybe it's in here.
The early 1900s, it started in San Francisco. I believe a gentleman had started with a pot.
Just the one he brought from home.
Yeah.
Not Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah. Okay. And it just took off from there.
Yeah. That's really cool. So if you want to be a bell ringer, register to ring.com.
Correct.
Registertoring.com. Super easy to get signed up. I'm going to do this. I haven't signed up with the Rotary Club. I have not signed up as of yet. So you can sign up whatever different way you guys do it. If you guys want to also reach out, you have a question for Bob as we're here on the air, you can text us 435-261-4540. 435-261-4540. If you need us to send you a link where to get signed up, you can do that. Major Bob Schmig from the is the Washington County Outpost, Southern Utah Outpost. What do you guys call it?
Actually, we're the St. George
Outpost.
St. George Outpost, but we've changed our name at least for now because we're technically in Washington. So we just do St. George / Washington County to keep it more accurate, I guess.
Yeah.
Because we service all Washington County anyway. So.
Right. And we'll get into that a little bit. Now, if somebody, if they're like, gosh, I can't do the bell ringer thing. I still want to help out. I've got, I just cleaned out storage unit. I got a bunch of clothes that are still good, that I want to donate. You guys can take donations of all different kinds at the new location, new-ish location behind Sonic over on Telegraph.
Actually,
what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, we don't take the non-monetary donations.
Okay.
Generally, if we have a thrift store, we do that. But even at the new location, even though we have more room, mm-hmm. We have greatly increased in our social service, so there's not a lot of room to keep. Now we do keep some clothes on hand, you know, for people come in and need a jacket, you know. So, but nothing. Real big.
And now, if you work a lot with the other, you know, the food bank and with DI and really helping out with a lot of these, talk about your association with these other nonprofits and these ways to help out, not just during the holidays.
Yeah, at Christmas time we are in contact. We're collaborating with Toys for Tots. We help one another and kind of Because, you know, it's not a competition.
No.
You know, we're all here to help.
Absolutely. It's collaborative, for sure.
But you know, even with that said, they got a lot on their hands. We definitely have a lot on our hands, especially this year. As each year goes on and toys and
holiday stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the need continues to grow. We're definitely in need of more and more toys. We're coming to the point where we're doing okay on toys this year.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah.
If you have any extras, I could take them off your hands. If you've got
No, we'll still take extras.
Good old G.I. Joes, stuff like that. I got you.
Yeah. I'm not sure the exact amount because my wife heads that one up.
Yep.
So I'm not going to say that we don't need it.
she's going to get a phone call in the middle of this interview, and she's going to have words for you. So now it's not just the money, but if somebody did want to donate, how could they go about donating to Salvation Army monetarily here locally?
Well, you can go on the Google Salvation Army St. George.
Yep.
And go on there, and the donation button should be in the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, there's a big red one right there. Yeah. There it is.
And you can do that, or when you pass a kettle. We've been trying to keep a QR. We don't have it at all of them, but we're trying to keep a QR code at all the kettles where you can donate. It takes you to the same place.
And you can donate to different parts of Salvation Army, right? I mean, it's not just, is it a general fund, or is there certain parts you can donate to?
Well, generally, when you go on, the Salvation Army has it set up generally that when you, whatever zip code you're from,
yeah,
it goes to that Salvation Army.
Okay.
So I would encourage, if somebody happens to be out of town and they want to donate to the St. George Salvation Army specifically, to make sure that it goes there.
Okay. All right. Well, he's Major Bob Schmig for a couple more minutes here in studio talking about the Salvation Army bell ringers. What are some of the different locations people can bell ring? And they can choose which location to go to, correct?
Absolutely. So we have the Hurricane Walmart, two doors. We have the Washington Walmart, two doors.
Mm-hmm.
We have Smith's on Mall Drive, two doors. We have Smith's on Bluff Street, two doors. We have Albertsons on Redcliffs,
yep,
two doors. We have Albertsons on Dixie and Sunset, two doors. We have Walmart in Bloomington, two doors. Did I say Harmon's? Harmon's on 700,
yep,
two doors. Harmon's in Santa Clara, two doors. Ace Hardware on Bluff. I think also the new Smith's off the exit
Sun River, yeah.
And we got a new one this year, Sprouts, the new Sprouts
okay.
On River Road. So,
yeah. Right there, it's George Washington Boulevard. Every year I feel like we hear about this where somebody comes by and drops like a gold Krugerrand, you know, into one of these kettles. It's like a $6,000 coin or some ancient, you know, Spanish coin that was brought in from whatever. Have you ever seen something like that? Super cool. What's the coolest coin donation that you've seen?
The coolest coin donation that I saw was when we were stationed at the Salvation Army in Hanapepe, Hawaii. And somebody, every year, somebody donate two 1 ounce Troy Bullion gold coins.
Oh, wow.
And it was really cool. Each time, you know, because,
2 ounces? It was 2 ounces of gold?
No, two coins.
Okay.
Yeah.
So essentially
right.
2 ounces, yeah, of gold. Wow.
So, yeah, and so that was always neat, and it'd be even better today, you know, because it was up in value.
So you got two and that was way back when?
Early 2000s, 2000 to 2005. Recently, we even right here in Washington County, we were counting the kettles one day, and a ton of these Canadian dimes, and usually the Canadian money doesn't do us much good, but I was looking at it, and it had this particular inscription, and there's a whole bunch of them in there, so I thought maybe there's something to it.
Yeah.
I come to find out that it's an older Canadian dime, and it's it had silver content in it.
From back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So altogether, 200 of them is worth about $200.
Holy cow. All right. So, that's cool. Yeah. For those of you scoring at home, gold right now is trading at about $4,300 an ounce. So that's
$1,200.
That was about $10,000 they dropped in your kettle there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Well, at least in today's price anyway. All right. He's Major Bob Schmig from the Salvation Army here. Again, if you want to get involved, if you're looking for a way to get your family involved, you got to check it out. Register to ring.com is the place to get Ring to get signed up to be a bell ringer.
Yes.
All right. Bob, thank you for joining us this morning. Anything else you wanted to throw in there? Did we miss anything?
Registering.com.
All right. That's it. All right, guys. Anybody can do it over the age 18. If you have kids, they want to be a part of it. You got to have mom and dad with them. Just keep that in mind. Alrighty, 827. Hey, everybody, it's Dale Desmond.
Just so I want to thank, Major Bob Schmig from the Salvation Army here in Southern Utah helping out. Again, if you want to be a bell ringer, if you want to try and find a way to help out, get your family involved, get your corporate groups, whatever it is, you can, as you heard that song there, rock the Casbah. You can rock the kettle. What's so cool about it is that I always thought you had to be like a professional. You had to be working for Salvation Army to get out there. I was like, oh, that guy's cool. No, anybody can do it. And they give you the bell, they give you the kettle, and you just go out and ring and you say Merry Christmas to anybody that walks by and donates, or to anybody in general. That's what I always thought was so cool is, you grow up and you find out, oh man, let's do this. So I've done it. I've been a bell ringer. I did it last year at the Bloomington Walmart, and super, super cool opportunity. And I'm telling you guys, you will definitely, definitely enjoy doing that if you get a chance. It's a lot of fun. All right, I want to pivot. I want to talk about kind of the lead story nationally this morning. Coming out of the weekend, just a lot of terrible, heavy news. A couple of mass shootings, one in Australia, one at Brown University on the East Coast. One that was kind of the latest breaking story this morning, late last night, word that Rob Reiner and his wife have been stabbed to death. Their son, who's been challenged mentally, some mental health issues, has been arrested already this morning and being held on bail. And the thing I really want to talk about here is one of the main things is they came to me is the folks, we started having conversations about me coming and taking over for Andy as he moved on to retirement, was what is it about the, my platform, if you will, I'm not a beauty queen by any means. But what's the platform that I wanted to bring to the masses? What did I want to share? What were the things that I wanted to talk about and have kind of an undertone? And I mentioned this, I think, on Friday or sometime last week. One of the main things that I really, really, really want to stress and share a message over and over on the show, and you'll hear it again and again, is that it's okay to like somebody and disagree with them. I'm going to say it again. It's okay to let me say it in reverse. It's okay to disagree with somebody and still like them. Rob Reiner was a very loud, outspoken liberal activist. I loved all of his movies. I loved all of the things that he wrote. I'm going to get into some of these movies and TV shows that he was the director or the writer in that you may not even know. But Rob Reiner, I'm not saying that I agree with everything or disagree with everything that Rob Reiner stood for or that liberal or conservative activists stand for. I think the media wants to emphasize the extreme as the norm, right? And it's just not that way. I think a lot of America, a lot of human beings are somewhere in the middle. They're not, huge gun-toting, everything Trump says is the greatest thing ever. But then on the other side, people, everybody from Oregon is not a bleeding heart liberal. There's a lot of the world, a lot of America somewhere in between. And so I think it's important for us to go, I disagree with you on this, and I've got my reasons why, but I still like you as a person. Because I can tell you, and I've said this on the show, there's plenty of people that I agree with politically or religiously or even in sports that I agree with, but I think are idiots, right? So it's very important to keep that in mind, that we can disagree and still get along and still like each other. I hope you have friends that you disagree with, whether it's lifestyle or whether it's religion or whether it's political or whatever, that you know, friends, neighbors, family, that you go, I disagree with you, but I still like you. You still have value. Because I think you can all, on the same as me, you can go, you know what, there's people out there that I agree with politically, religiously, that I agree with sports-wise, whatever. But I still think they're a knucklehead, and I don't like how they share. And we've all blocked people on social media that overshare, or just everything they share is just tiresome, right? I mean, come on. It's time to... So the point about this is Rob Reiner was a very, very loud and very passionate. I'd like to say passionate. He believed in the things that he stood up for. He was a well-known political activist, a liberal political activist. And I had a friend of mine once in Nashville that got arrested. It was kind of a bogus thing. They just rounded up a bunch of protesters and threw them all in jail. She was arrested at a protest, and I was so proud of her for standing up for what she believed in. I didn't agree that they should defund the police in Nashville. No, I did not believe in that, but I was impressed that she was willing to go and do something. And our ancestors, your ancestors, my ancestors, they all were standing up for what they believed in. They died so that my friend could go and protest and do it legally and do it appropriately and be able to not get, you know, get sent to a slave labor camp, because that's what it used to be. There's a right way and a wrong way to protest. But Rob Reiner, believe it or not, I want to share some things. This is why I think he's so great. Number one, he always, whenever I saw him, and you know, people are people, they have their down days. I whenever I saw Rob Reiner on TV, on movies, always had a great smile. He's the jolliest looking guy ever. If you know him from, and I'd like to hear from you guys. I'd like to hear from your favorite Rob Reiner movies. You can text me. The new text line is 435-261-4540, 435-261-4540. Remembering Rob Reiner for a little bit this morning, you can also call up 673-5890, 673-5890. And I would love to hear you guys. What's your favorite movies, your favorite memories, your favorite TV shows of Rob Reiner? And even if you disagreed with him politically, I hope you could still agree with him and like him and like his talents. Some of my favorite movies, Tom Cruise movies. American Made, one of my favorites. All the Mission Impossible movies, favorites. I think he's a knucklehead. I think he's just a kind of a whack job. But I love Tom Cruise movies. I do. I've liked him for a long time. Top Gun. You can't not like Top Gun, you know? But I would love to hear from you guys. Favorite Rob Reiner TV shows, movies, favorite memories, favorite things. Is word coming out this morning, him and his wife were stabbed to death tragically over the weekend late last night. We're getting word, and then this morning, that his mentally challenged son charged, but being held and questioned in connection with it. I'm sure we'll see and have more on that as as the time goes on. I want to go over this, guys. These are movies that Rob Reiner directed that you may or may not know he directed. All right. Spinal Tap, way back in the early 80s. This is Spinal Tap. Stand By Me. Remember those little boys? We just talked about Stand By Me a couple weeks ago on the show. Last week on the show, Stand By Me also, did you know that he directed The Princess Bride? He directed When Harry Met Sally. He directed Misery, one of the Stephen King movies. One of the greatest movies ever, depending on who you talk to. A Few Good Men. Rob Reiner was the director of A Few Good Men. The American President with Michael Douglas, Annette Bening, one of my very favorites. I really like that movie. Again, I disagree with the sentiments that were being put out. But here's the thing. You have to know as a human being and as an activist for what you believe and what you stand up in, if you're letting celebrities decide for you what you believe in, you need to kind of figure out what the basis of your beliefs are. If you're swayed by a movie and their opinion on things, you gotta take a good look at what you really believe in. Rob Reiner also, The Story of Us, Alex and Emma, Rumor Has It, The Bucket List, one of my very favorite movies. The Bucket List was one of the great ones about those old guys trying to check off the bucket list things. These are all movies that Rob Reiner directed. LBJ, Being Charlie, Shock and Awe, God and Country. And then he had just put out Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. And so Rob Reiner involved in a lot of stuff that you may or may not agree with him as a liberal political activist. But I hope that we're able to, as human beings, that we're able to separate these things and say, hey, look, you know what? I don't have to agree with you to like you, and that's okay. It's fine if somebody is, you know, if they're a political activist and a real jerk about it, then you can go, I disagree with you and dislike you. You know, I mean, we've all got that brother-in-law, like I said, on Facebook that we've had to block for one reason or another. A couple of other of these TV shows as an actor, he was in Misery. He was in Sleepless in Seattle, although he didn't direct it. I believe he was a writer on that, though. He did a lot of stuff with Penny Marshall. Remember Penny Marshall? She's also very outspoken politically and other ways as well. So Rob Reiner, one of the very greatest. You know him as Meathead from back in the day. I was born in 1977, and that may make some of you go, wow, you're a real pup. I'll be 49 next year. And so All in the Family was kind of in, if it wasn't in reruns, it was certainly in its, twilight years. It didn't run very long. All in the Family did not run very long. Did you know that? I mean, I was surprised. I was looking at that other day when All in the Family, looking at how long that ran. It did not run very long. It was kind of late 80s or late 70s, early 80s when All in the Family ran. I'm trying to find the exact time on this. I can see, so he was also a writer on a couple of these episodes. So I'd love to hear from you guys. You can text me. The text line's always open here, 435-261-4540, 261-4540. You can call me up, 673-5890, 673-5890, talking about Rob Reiner for just a couple more minutes, but just a horrific, horrific weekend. Man, I mean, just a really tough weekend. News-wise, a lot going on in Australia. I've been to Australia. I went to Australia. I didn't go to Sydney. I went to Melbourne. And if you've ever been to some of these cities, a lot of these cities, especially in Australia, become melting pots. New York City, Toronto. I spent a couple of years in Toronto back in the late 90s, but Sydney and Melbourne, they're very multicultural. There's not a lot of Australians, or at least, you know, there's not just Australians in Australia where this shooting happened. And so it's a very mixed culture. A lot of people from India have emigrated there, and you get that. And Fiji, a lot of folks from the South Pacific here in southern Utah. You know that there's a lot of influence in the South Pacific from India, and these, you know, there's a lot of mixed cultures. And when these cultures get close together, there definitely tends to be cultural problems. So I'm saddened, sickened, and it's hard to hear about that. We can't get along. We can't get along and be okay with somebody being different. It's okay if somebody's not like you. It's okay. We can find ways to appreciate their difference. I'm not Jewish. My fifth grade teacher was Jewish, and she came in and did a whole presentation with the bread and the around Hanukkah and just a whole cultural thing. Wasn't trying to convert kids to Judaism, but it was really, really cool to understand a little different culture. To enjoy culture from a different culture. You don't have to indulge in it. You don't have to join it. It's okay. It's okay. It's going to be fine. I got a text this morning. Want to make sure. I always try to figure out. I wish it would let me label these about who is texting us. Let's see. We loved When Harry Met Sally. Casted his mother in it. Her memorable line was, "I'll have what she's having." After that famous scene with Meg Ryan, the lady that says, "I'll have what she's having," that was Rob Reiner's mother in that part. I know you've seen it. You may have fast if your kids are around, or maybe if you're want to keep things on light when you watch it, you may have fast forward to that part. But that's very good. Also, I love one more quick thing. This is completely unrelated to anything I'm talking about. I love when people at certain points, and maybe it's you do it when you get married, I love when people refer to themselves as we. I absolutely love that. I know a lot of people that have been married for a long, long time do it because they take on their spouse as themselves in their persona. And I love that. And obviously you have personal characteristics, but I absolutely love when I hear older couples talk about themselves as we. That's just so cool. KDXU News Time is 9:44. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back, and on the back side of the break, I've got something cool for you guys. 7 different retailers with the best deals for seniors this holiday season. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Less the feelings I feel.
I love KDXU News Time, 9:47. Yeah, the Princess Bride theme from Mark Knopfler. Do you know that? Mark Knopfler sang this. And Rob Reiner, the director of one of the most, and you may not even like Princess Bride. You may think it was hokey or weird or whatever, or fantasy stuff you're not into. That's fine. You have to admit, Princess Bride, probably one of the most quotable movies ever, right? I mean, there's a lot of movies that you'll quote, you're like, gosh, we should watch that. And you find it on streaming somewhere, you dig it out of your VHS and pop it in, and you go, this movie wasn't that great, but we still quote it a lot. Dumb and Dumber is one of those for me where it's one of those quotable movies, and I watch it and go, I absolutely feel dumber for having watched this. So we'd love to hear from you. Rob Reiner, mourning the death of Rob Reiner this morning, stabbed to death over the weekend, in the last 24 hours anyway. His mentally challenged son in jail this morning, just arrested this morning on suspicion, or at least questioning, wanting to know what happened. Favorite, looking at all the Rob Reiner, here's, and I'm kind of in between. I'm a Gen Xer. I'm at the end of Gen X, almost a Gen Y. For me, we were that generation that was raised, without the internet, and then the internet became very real in our lives right as we were going into our, you know, teens and 20s. That's where Gen X is. And so we watched Princess Bride on VHS. And then we also saw Rob Reiner on New Girl and stream it all the time. Rob Reiner, one of my favorites, and some of you may not know what the TV show New Girl is, one of the greatest ever. He was he played a cameo, a recurring cameo as Jess's dad in New Girl. And he just was a happy, fun-loving guy. And that's what Rob Reiner always played, were these fun, funny, happy, fun-loving guys for the most part. So I'd love to hear from you guys. You can call me up at 673-5890, 673-5890. Or you can text in 435-261-4540. Favorite Rob Reiner movies, favorite moments that Rob Reiner made you laugh, made you cry. We had this text this morning saying that his favorite was when he was in When Harry Met Sally. Cast his own mom in that TV or that movie as well. So he did TV, he did movies, he did everything. All right, let's pivot and we'll come back to texts as they pop up throughout the day, throughout the show here. We got about 10 minutes left or so that you can get your thoughts in here. You can text those in again. That text line, favorite Rob Reiner movies, 435-261-4540. Okay, holidays are coming up and there are opportunities. I've got a friend who was married to somebody in the military. And whenever they would go somewhere, they would say, do you have a military discount? Now, I think as you get into your senior years, you get into asking about, is there a senior discount when you get to the register on things? And I don't know if it's something that people do grudgingly, you know what I'm saying? Like, is asking for a senior discount admitting that you're OLD? Is that what that means? Or do you look at it as a badge of honor? I've earned this senior discount. I'm taking it at, what is it, 55 usually, 60, 65, whatever the senior discount kicks in at different places. These senior discounts, though, I've got seven retailers here that will give you the best holiday senior discounts. Are you ready? Now, some of these, I'm trying to look and see some of these. I know one of these is up north, but I believe all these are here in southern Utah. Kohl's is one of them, offers a 15% senior discount on purchases. This is every Wednesday for customers over 60. Discount in addition to Kohl's cash, dollar off coupons. However, it cannot be used with percent off coupons. So if you're carrying those coupons way down deep in your purse, you keep that in mind. 15% senior discount every Wednesday going through the holidays. But don't forget to ask just in case. A lot of times these clerks will be like, heck yeah, I'm giving you a discount. I think you're a cute, yeah, you look like my grandma. I'm giving you the senior discount. Also, Ross, got a Ross Dress for Less. They offer a 10% discount every Tuesday for customers over 55 at Ross Dress for Less. You can claim it. You'll have to ask the associate and you have to show your ID. Isn't that fun getting carded? Now, I remember back in the day, you'd get carded when you would go into an establishment that you had to be 21 or over. I'm 48 right now, and I have, you know, a little bit of a pepper, in a salt and pepper beard, you know, like a little gray coming in. So I don't get carded as much, but isn't it a badge of honor also when you're well over the age of 21 and get carded? So if you get carded at Ross Dress for Less, asking for the senior discount, take that as a badge of honor. It just means they don't believe that you're over 55. Take that as a badge of honor. I don't care if you're 85 or 95. Also, Michaels. Michaels giving senior discounts to the age over the age of 55. 10% discount on all purchases. Now, I don't see a day limit on this. The discount applies to sale items also. So you can extra track those savings. One stipulation of the discount is that you must register for your Michael's Rewards account. It's free to use. You just go onto the website. You can do it on your phone. They can probably even help you do it if you don't have a Michael's account. Also, top senior discounts going into the Holiday Savers. I know there's one in Orem I try to go to. I don't think we have a Savers here, but we talk about this. We talked about this with McCray Hepler last week while he was in all the different stores that we would love to see. I always wanted Winco. It's being built currently. They've broken ground on it. Everybody wants Trader Joe's here. You know, there's rumors about Sam's Club coming. I haven't heard anybody say they want a Savers. And I think Savers is awesome. Don't you? I think Savers is awesome. If you happen to be up north, Savers offering every Tuesday, seniors over the age of 55 can get a 30% discount off of their discounts there. The UPS store offers exclusive senior discounts for AARP members, 5% off domestic and international UPS shipping. So if you're sending stuff to the grandkids, to the kids, UPS store offering senior discounts that you want to keep aware of. There's a couple of stipulations. Again, you can go on these websites and you can find out in fact, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this on our website. You can go check this out just after I get off the air here in about 7 or 8 minutes. These different savings I'm talking about, I'm going to put them all on our website. You can go to 890kdxu.com. The final one here, Walgreens holds a senior day once a month. You might know about this already. Seniors over the age of 55 can get up to 20% off on their first Tuesday of every month. There are some restrictions on the types of products that can qualify. You can use this discount in a great way to save cards, candy, small gifts. You can use this discount, but you got to be a member of the My Walgreens Rewards program. I believe they're somewhere up here at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Okay, it was too easy. All right, so there's some senior discounts, some things you want to be aware of as you go into the holidays and as you're planning out your your holiday. I do want to make one note that the Powerball, we had no winner on Saturday for the Powerball. There's another drawing coming up tonight. $1.1 billion. $1.1 billion. What I think is funny is that one on the right side of the decimal point represents $100 million. That's just that one little digit on the right side of the decimal point represents $100 million. It took me a while to figure out what exactly $1 billion was. It's $1,000 million. $1,000 million. Think about all the things you can buy with $1 billion. For the record, I want to say one of the NFL teams sold for $6 billion, but I think Buckingham Palace is only valued at like $3 billion. So you could sell a NFL team and buy two Buckingham Palaces. I don't know why the Buckingham Palace isn't worth so, I guess, little. But that drawing coming up tonight, $1.1 billion. We're going to talk about today on the website. You can check it out, 890KDXU. All the different things you could buy with $1.1 billion. The cash payout, $503 million, the lump sum cash, if you don't want to do the annuity. And that's interesting. I was breaking down how that all worked for the lottery. So if you're going to make a trip to Beaver Dam, Littlefield to get lottery tickets, $1.1 billion, the big $503.4 million lump sum cash out. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to go, make sure you let me know, all right? We'll take some more of your texts here. Favorite Rob Reiner TV shows, favorite movies. I never saw Spinal Tap. It was a little bit before my time. My brothers, and maybe you know people like this, that I was the youngest of five boys, and so I got beat up all the time. So anything my brothers were into or did, I always hated. So they were always into the big 80s rock, and it took me a long time to get into 80s rock because I always thought my brothers were just knuckleheads. everything they wanted to do, everything they said, everything they were a part of. I was like, nah, I'm out. I'm more of a 90s kid. I'm more of a 90s guy. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. For the show today, I'm Dale Desmond. Back with you tomorrow. We're going to have Sheriff Nate Brooksby in studio. You can text in your questions, and we'll have it for you. That text line again, 435-261-4540. Tomorrow on the show, Sheriff Nate Brooksby, Washington County Sheriff. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.